Welcome to Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Atlanta Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting second. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dave Rosello. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. For the Atlanta Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Roland Offis. Batting second. The second baseman, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Montanez. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Williams. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Darryl Chaney. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jerry Royster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Morton. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Carl Morton. And now, play ball. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Monday hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cardenal for the out. Monday moves to second. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lacy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Roland Offis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Offis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lacy bunts towards the mound. Rochelle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wynn strikes out. There goes Lacy. The throw from Swisher to second, and Lacy is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Lockhock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lockhock hits a pop-up towards first. Montanez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Montanez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Rosello batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rosello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cheney fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cheney. Rick Rochel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rochel bunts towards the mound. Morton fields it and throws to first for the out. Rosello moves to second. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Monday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Monday strikes out. 2 outs. Jose Cardenal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Darryl Cheney is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cheney hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Royster hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Royster reaches second base with a double. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Morton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Office is 0-for-1 in the game. Office strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Madlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Madlock takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lacey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Madlock moves to second. 2 outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Trillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cheney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lacy hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Lacy moves to second. Willie Montanez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Montanez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Wynn moves to second. 2 outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson strikes out. Swisher drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Henderson out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Swisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Swisher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Rosello is 0-1 in the game. Rosello hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morton fields it and throws to first for the out. Swisher moves to second. One out. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Rochelle is 0-0 in the game. Rochelle hits a line drive into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Monday is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez juggles the ball. That's an error on Montanez. Swisher moves to third. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cardenal is 0-2 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Swisher scores. Monday moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Madlock is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Madlock hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 0. The Braves will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Williams is 0-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. One out. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Chaney is 0-1 in the game. Chaney hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Royster is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Royster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Morton is 0-1 in the game. Morton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Royster goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 1, Braves, 1. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Office is 0-2 in the game. Office hits a pop-up towards short. Rosello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Morales is 0-2 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lockhock is 0-2 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Manny Trillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Trillo is 0-2 in the game. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lacy is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lacy hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Wynn is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Wynn bunts towards the mound. Rochelle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lacy moves to second. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Montanez is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Montanez bunts towards the mound. Rochelle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lacy moves to third. Wynn moves to second. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Henderson is 0-2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields it and throws to home to get Lacey. Wynn moves to third. Montanez moves to second. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Chaney is 0 for 2 in the game. Chaney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Chaney reaches second base with a double. Wynn scores. Montanez scores. There goes Henderson trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 3-1, Braves. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Swisher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Swisher. The throw from Williams and he is out, Chaney applying the tag. One out. Dave Rosello batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rosello is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosello takes first base on ball 4. Champ Summers pinch hits for Rick Rochelle. Champ Summers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Summers takes first base on ball 4. Rosello moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Monday is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Monday strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cardenal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rosello moves to third. Summers moves to second. Max Leon now pitching. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Madlock hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-3, Cubs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Royster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Paul Rochelle now pitching. Joe Wallace now playing center field. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Royster is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Royster takes first base on ball 4. Dave May pinch hits for Max Leon. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Rochelle scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Royster moves to second. One out. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 0 for 3 in the game. Office hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Royster scores. It's 5-4, Cubs. Oscar Zamora now pitching. Lee Lacey is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lacey is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Lacey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Lacey moves to second. Darryl Knowles now pitching. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Montanez is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Beard now pitching. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lockhock is 0 for 3 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Henderson. Lockhock reaches second base with a double. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Trillo bunts in front of the plate. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Lockhock moves to third. One out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Swisher hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lockhock tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 6-4, Cubs. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rosello is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rosello hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wallace hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knowles fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Chaney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Chaney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Darryl Knowles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knowles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lacey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cardenal is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Madlock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Madlock hits a line drive for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Royster is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Royster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tom Pachyorek pinch hits for Mike Beard. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pachyorek hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wallace. Pachyorek reaches second base with a double. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Office is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Office is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lacy is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Lacy hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Atlanta Braves, 4. Goodbye from Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta.